What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Dana, hi, Scout.
Are you doing? Are you doing finger exercises?
Yeah, that used to be me back in my 20s. I would just go to clubs and I'd just do this.
When you would sit there?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I was like, this is my dance move. You know, when you're like too cool to dance and you're like, this is what I'm going to do.
No, I was dancing on tables.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see us at a club together back in those days. Me doing the fingers, you twerking on the table.
That's so interesting because you're like, I'm surprised you weren't like out on the dance floor.
Oh, like, for sure I was. It's so funny because like normally, like whenever, especially when I went to like lesbian bars and stuff, I was always the girl in the middle with like a bunch of like black girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally. Like, and I would be twerking. I'd be getting fucking low. Yeah, no. I love to grind.
You're breaking it down.
Yeah.
And then
it was just so fun.
And then at straight clubs, would you be as comfortable dancing or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was more sexy, seductive. It's so funny how many personalities I have.
So you could be more yourself when you were at lesbian clubs.
Yeah. 100%.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, now I have both. I just needed to find my happy. And excuse if you guys are on Patreon right now. I have my eye mask on because I had one michelada last night while I was bowling, and I feel like I am absolutely wrecked. But no new story there. So this is why I don't. When I'm at a con and you guys always offer me to buy me a cocktail, this is why I kindly decline, because I won't make it to the fucking table the next day.
Oh my god! What are those? Those look like they're a color. Those look really good, actually. I don't think I've used those little under eye sticky ones. You have to tell me which kind they are.
Great. I get them at Walgreens. I think they're called Pinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever put them in the refrigerator?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
And then I was so drunk last night that I have two. That I was so drunk last night and I put one in the fucking freezer.
So what did you do that you got so drunk? Are you just ringing in the new year with like, whoop, whoop, let's get it going? Isn't it supposed to be like no drinking for the month of January or something stupid like that?
I know, man. And I've been on like this like fitness kick too, like since like January 1st. But then I'm like also drinking.
Did you see if like when you're watching TV now, every single ad is like Weight Watchers or therapy or some something to like get you to like lose weight and take care of yourself?
Yeah.
Or like, gym access.
Yeah, it is really crazy though, because all the normal stuff that I do, because I love like a community, like going to like community classes, whether it's like yoga or pole dancing or whatever it is. And it's packed. Like the first day, it was like, I'm like, where the fuck do all you people come from?
Now it's over.
But Yeah, I was just talking to like one of the like older women there, and I was like, I'm proud of you. I was like, but I better see you next week. They really know if you are determined.
Well, you know, like when you were teaching yoga, you know, over at when the sculpting yoga stuff, like the beginning of the year, like when I had my fitness studio, same thing. We sold more like 5 class packs and like specials for the month of January than any other month out of the year.
God, how do you like get it to stick? I mean, I'm really bad too. Once I like stop something, it's really hard to get me back on it. Like I'm, you know, when I was working out so much and I was getting such good shape and I could eat everything that I fucking wanted and like my body still stayed the same. It's really hard for me to get back into that lifting thing. I can go to yoga anytime, but just like getting back into the lifting, it's just like, man, it's so hard to get back into it and stay with it. But that's the key, guys, is stay with it. I always say, even when people are like, oh, I don't know about yoga, I fucking hate it, I was like, give it 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
It's like anything. It's like even like when giving stuff up, like it's got to be people like smoking cigarettes. It's like,
yeah,
you got to give it 3 days. You've got to give it the week. Mm-hmm. You have to. Are you drinking a giant soda right now? No, hopefully
no,
that's water. Okay.
I'm dying.
See, if you drank coffee, you would feel a lot better. I'm telling you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like this. I'd be like, I can't talk. But like, Dan, you have to read everything. You have to read everything.
Tell me how your New Year's Eve was.
It was very grandma and grandpa.
Is that good?
It was really nice, actually. We bailed out on a party. It was fucking raining, man.
Yeah. What's going on there? Are you guys like floating away? Is it just like the apocalypse? What's happening in Los Angeles?
I'm kind of worried because where I'm having my wedding is flooding the fuck out right now.
Girl,
You
have like 2 years.
I know that, but still, it's so sad for that community. We've kind of gotten close to people in the community, like setting up our wedding and stuff. So it's like so disheartening to like hear about what's going on. I'm going to reach out to the wedding venue tomorrow just to like see if they're okay. We're supposed to go in 2 weeks. We keep on pushing it back because of the weather. But like Sacramento is underwater. So is San Francisco. I don't know if you guys have seen videos of it. Like this is bad. Like bad.
Why do you think it's because there's just no drainage? Because there's not proper like
fucking warming. The weather is insane, y'all. Like we're having crazy fucking weather. Like, and we've been saying this for like what 3 years now. We're wow, it's so crazy. We've like got so hot over here. Now we're underwater over here. I wonder what's happening. The fucking earth, Mother Earth is like, fuck.
She's angry. She's angry. Yeah.
And she's going to remain angry until she destroys us if we don't fucking help her out.
It's like, true. I'd be pissed off too.
Yeah. Give and take. Don't you want that relationship? That's what the same relationship we need to have with our earth. I'm so hippie right now.
You're so hippie. It's
so true, though. You know, if I could say it in science terms, I would.
You're not still drunk, are you?
No.
No.
No, but I sound it, right?
You definitely have an allergy because you always sound so congested the next day.
God. This is from one cocktail.
But how did you get drunk off one cocktail?
Oh, I get so drunk off of one cocktail. I'm fine. I would get pulled over and get a DUI. Like if I drove home, they'd be like, how much
the cocktail? You're like, I had one beer. Yeah.
They would be shocked. They'd be like, what? Ma'am, you need this.
You're not drunk.
We need to take you to science. Like what's happening? How is that happening to your body? Like I'm hot. I'm like sweating. My armpits are sweating right now.
Oh my God. Is it hot there?
I'm just, or you're just detoxing. I'm detoxing.
I love you have a Minnie Mouse t-shirt on.
Oh,
when's
the
last time you went to Disney?
What?
So cute. Oh, holding a beer. Brown. Hilarious.
Yeah. We got these because we're going. Okay, so this is what's happening in the month of February. It's gonna be pretty gnarly. My girlfriend, she got married, but she moved her bachelorette party to the year after. Uh-huh. So we're going 3 days to Disneyland with a bunch of chicks. And I know they fucking drink. So I'm going to be like this every single day.
Can you drink at Disneyland?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's my only thing I do at Disney is drink.
Really?
Yes. I get fucked up.
Oh my God.
So
two
I
drinks.
Love Disney so much. Yeah. Well, no, actually, I can. I know. I handle more there because I
you pace it out.
Yeah. And then Tom surprised me with Sweetheart tickets. It's like an event that happens there on Valentine's Day. So we're gonna go there on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And then Dylan's birthday.
Oh my God. Is this all in February?
Well, Dylan's is in January, but still, I'm like, and then my birthday is on the 21st, and where do I want to go? But I'm like, no, I'm not going back there. I cannot go back on my birthday. So I think I'm going to go to Universal.
Oh, there you go.
And go see Nintendo, whatever.
The Nintendo World situation yeah. happening.
But I am having a birthday party, guys. Get this. So I'm having a birthday party with my girlfriend, Spider's wife.
Okay.
And we have her birthday falls on Valentine's. And I was like, oh, it's such a bummer. Like, nobody wants to go because everybody's like doing their romantic thing. So I was like, well, I want to do a birthday party, but I want to do a costume thing. So we're doing this karaoke bar. I wish you were in town, or maybe you guys can
maybe.
Be in town. We're doing this karaoke bar, like 100 people, and we're going to have costumes, and it's going to be Disney characters versus horror icons.
Oh,
nice.
Because
she's like all into like the horror stuff. So we're going to have like, it's going to be really fun.
So what constitutes a horror icon?
I mean, it depends on whatever. I mean, I was looking up stuff and I was like, for some reason, Chucky came to my mind of what I would want to be. I'm like debating if I want to be Chucky or Ariel. Like, who do I want to be? Both redheads.
What about like OG, like the Bride of Frankenstein?
Yes.
Like bigger.
Which is what she showed me. And I thought about that for Tom. I was like, that would be really cool.
Well, he can go as Frankenstein.
Frankenstein or King Triton. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah, so we'll see. What would you go as?
I got, shit.
Horror or Disney?
Well, I'm not huge Disney girl.
I know, but I could totally see you as a Disney character.
As Pocahontas?
Ooh, hot ass?
Yeah, you never saw that porn? Did you ever see that porn? No?
What?
Yeah,
no.
It's called, yeah, Pocahontas.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Oh, Pocahontas. I wonder if we could, I would love to take all of the Disney characters and make porn names out of them. That would be a birthday party.
Oh yeah, what would their porn look like? Like what would Ariel's porn look like?
I mean, I've got her on my laptop, a sticker. She's like,
yeah, same.
Rockabilly tattooed. My sticker is different than your sticker though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's like the We Can Do It girl, but it's Ariel.
Well, I mean, well, the thing is, I always wondered when she had her fin, it's like, how do they have sex? Like, you know, Bert, like, how do they have sex? And dolphins are horny as fuck. So I'm just thinking, like, are mermaids equally as horny? And where does it go? Like, is there, like, a secret compartment in their
maybe
tail?
Maybe it just, like, opens up.
Just open? Like, it's just splat. That's horrifying. If, like,
I wonder.
Tail-
oh, my God. Yes, just splits into two. Disgusting.
That's so gross. Like, it can't be like that.
How do fish have sex?
I don't know. Look it up. Do fish have sex? Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Well,
eggs. Is it mouth? Is it the mouth?
Oh, wait. I don't think they do. Wait. Don't they just lay eggs and then another fish comes and fertilizes the eggs that are laid? Or do they lay fertilized eggs?
Well,
see, this is why you shouldn't. This is why you shouldn't homeschool.
It's by mouth. Most fish spawn by releasing eggs and sperm directly into the water. Oh, okay. This can be done on a one-on-one basis or in a group. Okay, so it's exactly what you said. But then they show pictures of the fish, like, literally, like, like passing it through their mouth. Inserts the organ into the sex opening of the female with a hook-like adaption that allows the fish to grip onto the female to ensure impenetration. Ew, gross. This looks awful. His dick is, like, so, like, I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautifully colored. But it's, like.
Wait, what kind of fish are you looking at?
I don't want to say goldfish because I know it's not a goldfish, but it looks like a bright-ass goldfish.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen how seahorses give birth?
It looks like it hurts.
It's the man.
That's right.
It's the That's male seahorse. Right. And they right. like they like open up their whatever it is. I don't know what you would call it. And like hundreds like get like puffed out.
Yeah.
You That's have to right. see the video. It's so insane.
Danielle hides a kite at night watching
Oh, hell yeah. That's exactly what happened. It's that show that I love called Absurd Planet. You really have to watch that when you're
when I'm high.
Drinking or high or something. Because it's so informative.
We've watched every Planet Earth like so much that we're repeating it.
But this one's like, this series is, there's like an element of comedy to it. It's supposed to be like funny and ridiculous. Really? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah. Absurd
funny.
Planet. Yeah. Even the, because Mother Nature hosts it and she's cool. like, this is Absurd Planet. Like, it's so, it's just a weird, weird show on Netflix.
I'm gonna write that down. Cody, stop kicking me. So, Cody got some teeth pulled. He got 8 teeth pulled.
The poor baby.
And the poor baby literally looked like he was going to die. There was a couple. Like times that I was like, are you still breathing?
Oh, like, no.
I was like, if this fucking destroyed my dog, I'm gonna be so upset. But he has like no teeth left.
Does he have to eat like soft, mushy food now?
He's getting chicken. He's loving he's life stoked. Right now. He's 14, Danielle.
Oh my goodness.
14 years old.
Wow.
He's seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot of daddies.
Yep. See, after Thor went, man, I just can't bring myself to get a dog. I've never been like that. I was always like, after one pass, like within, 6 months, I was like, I don't like to have an empty, just, it felt so empty. Yeah. And then now it's been, 7 years and I'm still like fighting it because I just don't want to ever go through that loss again.
How
but it's like,
old was your pup? 16. When he passed?
16.
Man. Yeah.
And that's old for a pit bull, old. It's old for any dog. But I don't know if I can go through that again, man. It was just way too difficult.
Yeah, that's hard.
But then you have 16 years with that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it works out. You can't like not do it because you're at the, it's like saying, don't fall in love because one day we're going to die. Like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Am I too morbid this morning?
No,
sounds morbid.
No, but there's something about like losing an animal, man. Yeah. It's like so hard. I mean, there are safety net, they provide us so much more than we provide them. It's like insane, especially dogs. I mean, I guess not like dogs, cats, but whatever. Just my connection with dogs are, I think, a little bit more than with cats. I mean, I grew up with cats. I had like 8 cats, but.
Oh my God.
I don't know. There's just like this thing. And I'm sure it's like the same thing you feel when you have a kid. I guess it's
Oh my God. Times 100,000.
So I could only imagine. I mean, God, I can't even imagine when I have a kid. I'm going to like never fucking, it's going to hold on to my hand the entire life.
I was taking the boys to school this morning. I actually had a full car. I took my neighbor's kids and my kids and Brody. So I literally had 5 children in my 5 car seats in the car.
Fun. Yes. No wonder you sent me the Zoom link at like 8 a.m. in the morning. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, girl, I'd already been home for half an hour. I was already up, home, done, everything, laundry done, everything finished. Oh, crap, your face is frozen right now, but I know on your side it should probably be okay. It's your Wi-Fi, man.
I know.
Are you
it's
there?
Terrible.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Where'd you go?
Just keep talking. Just keep talking.
This picture of how you're frozen right now is fucking hilarious, by the way. I should take a picture of it. I'm going to take a picture of it on my phone and show it to you. But I'm worried that we're going to have to redo this connection because
of course. This
is what I'm seeing.
Let's see here.
I'm going to send this to you right now. If you can hear me, I'm sending you an awesome screenshot because you're frozen. Wait, you're coming back. There you are.
Yeah. Wow, crazy. I hadn't done that in a while.
I know. It's probably because somebody's hopped on. I'm going to send you this picture. Could you hear me when I was talking, by the way?
Yeah, I could hear you and then it went out for a second. So if it does that again, just continue your story or whatever.
Yeah, I do. I do. I just kept talking and,
Sorry, guys. This is what happens.
You should see. I just sent you the picture of what you look like when it's frozen.
No. like,
and
drunk?
I'll post this. I'll post this on our, not today. I'll post it next Tuesday. I'll post it when this episode comes out.
Like, I'm like, hey, you want some beer? Hey, everybody wants some alcohol?
Yes.
Let's go. All right.
So I was taking the boys to school real quick, and there's this cute little house in the neighborhood that's just finished being built. It's my favorite, like, new, it's almost done. It's my favorite, like, new little house. It's so cute. It's like a little, I don't know. It's like Hansel and Gretel's cottage. It's adorable. So I keep saying, like, oh, I love this little house. I love this little house. And today Carter was like, Mommy, I'll move in there when you die because you love it. I was like, great. When I die, you'll move in there because I love that house. Like, the way the brain goes, I was like, when I die, oh my God.
When,
like,
you die, I won't move in.
I'll live there for you. For you, Mommy. For you. I'll do that for you when you die. I'll buy that house. And you know what? He probably would. Knowing sweet Carter.
He's going to remember that forever. He'll really
be like,
is.
My mommy loved this house and I need to go buy it and live in it because she loved it so much.
Great. He's never going to leave Austin. He's going to, like, stay there. He's going to meet a partner and he are going to be like, you need to leave. I need. And she's going to be like, no, I cannot leave. My
mommy loved this house.
I can't leave.
And it's not even our house. Oh my God.
So funny.
Well, so our episode was really good last week. I felt like we got, like, a lot of people commenting and sending us their stories, and it's so awesome to hear about that stuff because we can only talk about our own stuff so much. So
yeah,
I love to hear about everybody else's stories.
I'm so glad. I really am, because I was getting worried. I was like, man, nobody wants to, like, share anything. It's like any stuff. Like, we just are constantly, like, sharing stuff. But some of these stories were super, super great. Do you want to share one?
Sure.
And we've got a bunch of questions too. Like, actually, I'll share this story here. So sex story grinder edition.
Yes, I love this one.
Hi, Scout and Danielle. I love you both very much. Such big inspirations for me and everything you do. You're incredible humans. My name is BJ. Fucking fitting. I love it. And I have a funny sex story. So this one time I was on Grindr, very horny and looking for a quick fix. I'm usually the top and I'm into big muscle bubbly butts. Yeah, I matched with this guy who was game and down to fuck. So he comes over and it's hot. We get naked and start doing it. And all of a sudden his phone rings and he frantically says, I have to get it. And I'm okay with it.
Oh God,
I'm
still you're frozen again.
Really?
No, there you go. Now go.
Okay.
Okay. It was like cliffhanger.
I'm still inside of him, and it turns out to be his wife who is with his kids and wants to know what milk to pick up from the grocery. He motions me to be silent, yet keep going. Ooh. Turns out he said he had to go to the bathroom in the grocery store by my apartment and use that to meet up with me and cheat on his wife. At the time, I didn't hear her voice or know what the convo was, so I just heard keep going. So I finished, and then he told me, wow, he said, it's fucking nuts. Also, I sent an earlier email introducing myself and mentioning I do gay porn. I know you've said you would love to have a gay perspective of being in the adult film industry, and it would be an absolute pleasure to meet you both. I have plenty of funny, juicy stories. Fuck yeah. Oh my God,
love
we should
that.
Definitely have him on.
For sure.
All love either way. You guys rock. Yes, BJ, we're going to have you on. Very fitting name. But fuck, man, that guy cheated on his wife.
I wonder how much more common it became once apps like Grindr became a thing. Because before, like, you'd have to go, what, on Craigslist or, like, to a gay bar or go online or chat rooms and kind of, you know, find the person, I guess, to hook up with. It seemed like it was a much bigger deal than it could possibly be now, where you can just sort of swipe. I mean, I've never actually seen the Grindr app. So I've never seen any of those apps actually. Oh. So I don't know. Like, I've never, ever, I'll have to look one time.
It's
like,
so great.
Yeah, actually, that's not true. I think
it's like
we
Instagram.
Put my mom
it really,
on.
It literally is. It's Instagram. It's like eHarmony, but on an app. It's pictures, and then you give, like, a little bio of your life and what you're
but
looking
for. But for, like, Grindr, is it it's based by location or?
Yeah, so that's the only thing. Like, you can, you know,
so
wherever
like,
you
oh,
are,
so-and-so
you turn it
is
on,
over
it's
there.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, but that's like any dating app. Like, I mean, you want to be close to the person. You don't want to like date them. But I guess you can change your locations. A lot of my friends would be like, oh, I just want to go see what's in like Minnesota right now.
Oh, so it doesn't show you like the exact neighborhood that you're standing in, like who's around there. Oh,
wouldn't
God.
That be
okay.
so scary?
I it would end up for like the that. Fucking Idaho murders all over again, you know?
I
like,
do
oh,
think
that
Grindr
person's
is
hot.
Like
and,
that, though. Mm. I think Grindr is like that. If I remember correctly, because I think I remember hearing Dylan go, yeah, he's like 200 feet away or something. And I'm like,
that's
whoa,
so crazy.
What the fuck?
I mean, isn't that an easy way to like
or to
target
Paige do that? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's scary. That is really scary.
I wonder if that's how the Idaho guy knew that, you know, those girls lived there and then started stalking out their house.
Well, that was like one thing that they unveiled was they pinged his AT&T phone.
Yeah, 11 times or whatever, right?
Yeah, prior to the murders.
Six months.
That's like insane to me. And he, even after the murder, he turned off his location. So I guess like his, in his PhD, he was like, he had offered to the law enforcement, I think in Idaho, that he wanted to work like in the tech department of like helping cases, like with cell phones and all that kind of stuff.
Fucking stupid because he didn't do it right. Glad he didn't get that job.
Well, he turned off his cell phone. He turned it off after like before the murder and through the murder. And then I think it was like 30 minutes after he turned it back on. And he was out of, so he obviously knew, you know, don't have my location on while I'm committing this crime.
But I mean, that's just as suspicious, turning it off and on and having it being gone for 2 hours, then leaving it on when he drove back at 9 a.m.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, you're so stupid.
Why did he drive back at 9 a.m?
You want to see like, if somebody had shown up.
That's so scary.
I mean, do you think he went to sleep after he was done? Mm. No, he probably sat there and waited and wanted to see, you know, the outcome of his crime.
He got
his
a coffee, and then he went back, and then he went to school. Like, it's just insane. Like, this guy is absolutely nuts. But did you hear that one of the surviving people in the house woke up?
Yeah, she saw him, she said.
But like that,
he walked right past her. She gave a description.
Why wouldn't you call 911? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you go check? Like, if you heard somebody crying or you heard like a male's voice that you didn't know, like why did they wait until that was 4 a.m.?
Listen, I've been hearing the father of one of the victims on like she's a child. Like, this is the first time she's probably ever even lived out of her house, and she probably was scared out of her mind or in shock or didn't know what was going on and. You know, had been up. I mean, she was on TikTok, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one that was TikTok at 4 something in the morning? Like,
yeah.
You know, she went, if she's up till 4 something in the morning, she probably went to sleep. Who knows? You know, listen, you've lived in a house with roommates, haven't you?
Yeah.
Multiple roommates. Like, I've lived in a house with multiple roommates, three or four girls. There's fucking people in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
And who, you know, who she's trauma. And I mean, you just don't know. She's a kid, you know, so
and
you just don't know.
I wonder if she texts the person and was like, are you okay? Is everything fine?
Probably.
Yeah. It's so crazy, man. I can't believe he pleaded not guilty. I'm like,
well, he knows he's not guilty. I mean, he knows he's guilty. He's just trying to get, I don't know. God, I don't know how like, that whole system works.
There's no emotion to him. There really isn't. And I mean, I know a lot of people are like looking at him going, oh yeah, he's a killer. But like, I don't see it.
Oh
and
God,
so it's
I
just
do.
Insane to me.
You
that,
don't
like,
see it. He looks fucking scary. But I don't know. It's hard to say because I already know he's scary.
Yeah.
You know? So,
like, if he came to a con and was like, hey, sign this for me,
well,
like, I wouldn't.
I don't know.
Think
you don't
like
know.
That guy was like scary. And I guarantee you that the girls met him like at a bar or something. And he probably wasn't. It was like even Jeffrey Dahmer, like, wasn't like scary. Like, he was like very friendly with all these people. It's just, it's insane to me. And somebody studying to like protect, like, I'm just like, how does somebody's mind just like flip like that? You know,
he's a sociopath. He's a killer.
Those
are the scary ones, right? That's why I've never been scared of like science fictional kind of stuff. Or I mean, yeah, aliens and stuff freak me out because I don't know about them. But it's always, I think that's why maybe Michael Myers was such a big deal, because it's always the unsuspecting person that lives next door, you know, that you just Are you frozen again?
No, but you can still talk.
Unless you're just not blinking. You're frozen. He's going to keep talking. But I think that's what made Michael Myers so scary, was that he looked, it was just like a normal, he's a normal guy under there. There's nothing creepy about him. He's just evil, you know? Shh, are you there?
Yeah,
there
you are. You might just have to do this episode by yourself.
Now I can't hear you. Yeah. There we go. Now I can hear you.
I'm like, you might as well just do this episode by yourself. I don't
know. My internet. So this just means you need to come here. We need to record. Yeah.
So I am coming there. I'm coming not until April. And then April, and then I'm also going to be back there. And we'll figure it out. But
we're going to be in Albuquerque, though, this weekend.
Yeah, maybe we should do some there, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I know you hate to do that, but I think
I don't. I don't mind doing it at all. I'd rather do stuff in person.
We're gonna be so tired. We're gonna be like, hey guys,
that's okay.
I really hope, you know, it's so funny because like we announced our live there, but it's so, I don't know why it took so long to announce it, and I feel so bad. Like a week and a half before the event, we're like, oh yeah, we're doing something. You know,
hopefully
it's a good show, even if it's an intimate one.
Well, I mean, it might just be like 10 people and us.
Could you imagine?
I mean, it's possible.
Hey, guys.
I mean, listen, we've done panels before that are just as entertaining with 10 people, and we've had a great time.
Yes.
Hey guys, it is officially 2023. Happy New Year. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, I know mine is, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forget about. Trust me, I was one of them. Like that streaming service you bought to watch just one show on, or that free trial that you never even used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you, so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find the subscription that you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service, or tedious emailing back and forth, or those little text boxes on the websites that never seem to get you anywhere. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person a minimum of $720 a year. That's insane, you guys. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/Danielle. That's rocketmoney.com/Danielle. rocketmoney.com/Danielle.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Yes, 100%.
Speaking of, I have one of our frequenter writer inners, Whitney and Amy. Whitney, actually, Amy's probably like, God, Whitney, stop emailing them for fuck's sake. But I do actually, you know, now that I know him so well, I could like hear his tone. You know, like when you know someone, you could hear their tone in their email, yeah, or how they talk or like text messages. So I can totally hear his voice in my head. So yeah, it's kind of a long email. But I thought it was really interesting, and I'm curious to know what you and other people think about this, because I didn't really have an answer. So he writes, so I listened to today. This is from last week. Today's episode, I have a question. I like helping and being there for people, especially younger people, since we have no kids. How does one know when not to be nice, or maybe know when reaching out is not a good idea? Let me explain. The woman who lives next door is a therapist with a 7-year-old daughter. She's probably one of the most polite and beautiful little girls ever. Anyway, recently Gino came into the picture. This is supposed to be her fiance. Mm-hmm. Now, her mom owns the house that she lives. Her mom owns the house and she lives there. And basically, Lori and her daughter rent from her. Wait, I'm confused. Her fiance. Now, her mom owns the house and she lives there. And basically, Lori and her daughter rent from her. Okay, so I guess it's the three of them. Lori moved Gino into the house when mom was away. Oh, so he's there now and he has no job. I met him when we kind of hit it off, but I thought it was odd because she's like 35 and he's like 27 with gang tats and stuff. Well, anyway, he and I sort of became friends and has come over for a movie night. Problems arose because I found out that he's a recovering alcoholic after he got drunk at our house. Then his brother was shot dead and his cousin was in a coma from a cycle accident. So I reached out. I offered comfort. We talked a little, offered invitations. Then he wanted a favor.
Uh-oh.
He asked me how to get money right away, but don't tell Lori or anyone. It was for child support. When I suggested several places, I know, right? When I suggested several places, that's when I found out that he's not working because he has a criminal record. Of course, I couldn't help him, and now I keep my distance. How can you marry someone with secrets like that? I know he has one child that he has custody of, and she knows that too, but he's not telling his fiance, indicates that there could be another. But how can you know? Oh, and she was his therapist. Yep. You heard me. Not sure how that slipped by. This is an example of why people close themselves off. I don't want to be in the middle of that, and I worry about the little girl. Crazy, right? I'd love to hear what you guys think. He changed the names. And then he said, you may share the above part, but I'll be glad to tell you about the witch and the voodoo priest is at a convention in private, blah, blah, blah. It's embarrassing. Yada, yada, yada. It could be a movie. So you mentioned about the issue with Stallone, and people ask about what so-and-so was like on set. It's very hard to say because I know when you're on set, you're basically working in all jobs. You may not be the same at the office when you are off the clock. For example, Christian Bale had a rep for being volatile on set and difficult. There were also rumors of domestic abuse, but they were cleared up. Reality is when shootings happen at a premiere at The Dark Knight Rises, several other premieres were cleared up. Reality, when the shootings happen at the premiere for The Dark Knight Rises, oh wait, I'm sorry, I'm reading. Damn, Whitney, you're like getting this. There's so much in this one email. We should break it up. Let's start with the top one because that was like the question. So it was a question and a story. So
yeah,
there's the question. Let's start with the question. Well, if she's his therapist, shame on her.
Yeah,
she knows what she's getting herself into. Unless it was like,
then she knows everything. Like she knows everything. She knows everything that is wrong with this man.
Maybe he should. Maybe just trust that the person knows what the truth is and that it's really none of our business. Like you don't. It's not your place to tell someone what their other. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, I would never tell you if Tom was cheating on you. Like, I couldn't. I just couldn't do it.
I fucking will definitely tell you if David cheats on you. Just so you know.
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you. I will not.
You know, David's gonna kill you when he edits this.
I will not.
Because you're frozen. I'm just gonna find another editor because you're gonna get yelled at. By how bad your internet service is there. We've got to like do magic tricks to cut around this episode. So you guys that are still listening, Scout and I are in disagreement of this. If you guys, we heard this on an older episode. We were talking about if you would tell your friend if their partner was cheating on them. I say you're asking for trouble if you do. It's a very hard place to be in. Scout was like 100%, I would tell you.
Yeah. I will. I will till the end. I'll tell anybody that, like, yeah. I'm not going to know that David's fucking some other girl while you are married him and raising your children.
Let me go back on my story a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not that you won't find out. It's that it won't come from my mouth. But I'll be damned if your man won't get a phone call from me.
Why won't it come from, like, I'm not.
Man will deny it to you, and then you will be mad at me, and we will no longer be friends. But, which is usually what happens.
You know, it's like I care about your well-being and your happiness more than if it destroyed our friendship or whatever. I care more about you not getting hurt and your kids not getting hurt than I care about you getting upset with me. I care too much about other
of course.
People's happiness.
I mean, I agree, and I would go right to the source.
Yeah, I would too.
Before I went, I would go right to the source and say, "You have the opportunity to come clean to your wife."
If he doesn't, what do you like? If he doesn't, then you're just gonna like sit back and
if he doesn't, then you say something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely would go to David first, but yeah.
Have to worry about that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I do. I mean, I have lost friends in the past, you know, and had like best friends because. But well, I don't know. We were like in our 20s. Yeah, I was like there because they don't believe you. I mean, they believe you, and then they go to the dude or the girl or whatever, and they're like, "That's not true. She's lying." Blah blah blah, and it becomes this whole big thing when they're caught, and then all of a sudden it's like it puts a rift between us.
100% that is the case.
How do you know 100% unless you're there?
Huh?
How do you know 100% unless you're physically
David,
there?
Like, fucking, oh, like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like, dude. But like, see, but that's the thing is if you saw it in person, you would go right up to them, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, girl. If I saw Tom out with another girl, I would beeline for them.
Yeah. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would in that moment just because.
Oh, my God.
I'm
would you
like,
just take a picture maybe and then send it or.
Okay, bitch. Okay. Oh, you can't believe that I would do that. But I can't. You can't believe that I would tell you if you cheated on you.
I mean, I would be like right up in there. If I saw some shit going down, it'd be like, boom, in their face. Motherfucker, I see you. You better get on the phone. You got till tomorrow morning to tell her or I'm showing up. And okay, I am telling her.
We're the same, we're like the same response. It would just be like if I didn't get the opportunity to do that or if I didn't do that. I would just still fucking, I would either send him a message or something and then I would tell you.
I would love to know. So you guys that are listening, have you ever told someone that their partner was fucking around on them and what was the outcome? I'm just curious. And if it was negative, would you do it again I sound stupid. This is me. This is my like 20-year-old traumatized self that had issues.
Yeah, I think it is because it's like, it goes back to the motto of one life. It's like, you know, we've got one life. And could you imagine like not knowing for years that.
I mean, I was told, I mean, when you found out, like, did you, I mean, I've been told in the past in other past relationships and I was like, it didn't fuck up my friendship with those
people. It didn't either. Yeah.
But I was smart enough to not believe the dude. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, you're a fucking liar. Bye. You know, so it was different.
No, I always knew. Like, you kind of know the guy that you're with if that would happen.
Yeah.
I guess if, like, you were with someone that, like, you know, you have loved so much and has never done that and you've been with for years, it would be a little – I mean, I get it. I understand. But I feel like people have to mention that stuff when it does happen.
Otherwise, you're going to think about it every single time.
Unless
you're around
it's you
them.
Doing the cheating with that.
Oh,
then I understand people. I
well, that well, I well, yeah.
But don't
I mean,
do that shit.
No.
Do you hear me? Don't do any of that shit. So crazy. All right, there's this one story that I'm trying to find before, but I'm afraid
every time
of-
someone clicks onto the internet, your internet goes out.
Oh, there really?
Wait, who's it must be. No, I'm just saying, like, I think someone in your building, like, every time, every, like, couple of minutes, it, like, freezes. I wonder if it's like your neighbor like hopping online and like sucking the Wi-Fi out of your
door. They're playing video games downstairs is what is happening. And probably. It's not like he plays video games in the morning. That's why like it's really hard when we want to record in the morning. I'm like, ooh, maybe like in the afternoon is kind of
How old is he? How old is your neighbor?
They're older. They've got a weird scenario going on down here. Hopefully,
do they know
they don't listen.
I was gonna say, do they want to listen to the show?
Maybe I shouldn't go into that detail of stuff.
How do you know?
There's just multiple men and one chica and kids and whatever. But whatever floats your boat, man. Peace and love over here. Peace and love. Also, too, my microphone records. So if it goes out on your end, my mic is picking up whatever nonsense I say here until the internet comes back. Okay, you read stuff because I don't want my shit going on. So all those that are flagged are all people's sex stories.
Oh my gosh.
So I think we got time for like three more.
Okay, and then let's see. So, ooh, and more are coming in as we're talking too.
Yes. Just start from the bottom. That are flagged.
Okay, I'm going to start at the most recent, actually. So, good afternoon, ladies. I wanted to start off by saying that I absolutely love your work in the Halloween universe. I will be honest with you and say that I did take some time off from the podcast, but recently have binged and caught up when you guys truly hit home for me in almost every episode. When I'm down and ready to just throw in the towel, you guys always bring me around to truly looking at things in such a different light. So thank you for being a beam of light in my life. Sweet. My question or advice I'd like to ask is, I've been out of the dating game for years because my ex was cheating on me leading up to the wedding. When I decided recently to get back into the dating world, I've been running into a problem. I have a scar on my penis from a piercing and I've been getting made fun of about it. Most times it is what it is and things do move forward with sex, but sometimes it is so bad. I get so insecure, I just avoid it and leave their house. Any advice on how to break through that wall? Any advice would be wonderful.
Man, insecurity is really hard, especially when you have like, you know, I was always insecure because I had like an ex's name on me that is now, you know, removed. And so I would always get so insecure, like sleeping with someone and being like, oh, you're going to see this name and blah, 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 and whatever. So
would anybody say anything or would you always preface before you did it with that?
No, I wouldn't, but I'm sure they noticed and I'm sure they would, you know, whatever. But no one's brave enough to say anything about it. But I still get the embarrassment of having that because I definitely was super insecure of it and super insecure of taking my clothes off because it was something that's like, you know, underneath clothing. I was very good back in the day getting stuff that was like underneath clothing. Now I don't give a fuck. But I understand that. And for it to be like a scar. God, I mean, that just like holds other stuff, you know, and it's on your genital. Like I mean, that's just like hard. But I feel like I don't feel like people really are thinking about these things more than you are. You know what I'm saying? It's like you are making it so much of a bigger thing, but it's hard to get out of your head when that bothers you so much, when there's like so much insecurity and embarrassment behind it. It's like, how do you get out of your head in bed? In general, anyways, with someone sleeping with someone.
I mean, you know? whether it be the first time or the thousandth time, I don't know about you, but I still am insecure when I'm, you know, mm-hmm. naked around my husband mm-hmm. or, you know, certain positions or certain things or like, oh God, you know, 100% still feel like, oh God, what is he looking at? Oh God,
trust me, is
that unattractive, you know?
It's so weird. Like Tom and I had sex this morning and I literally came back from the bathroom and I just took my top off and I don't normally do that, but I'm like about to get my period in like the next like couple of days and my boobs just get like plump mm-hmm. and that makes me feel confident with my shirt off when my boobs are plump. Like, not
okay, I
just
get
like,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, for like, sure. You feel sexier.
I normally wear a shirt. Like,
but you're like, look at my boobs. Look how good they look.
But I love my ass out. But I'm like, but my boobs, I'm still a little like self-conscious about. Even with like my partner that like loves my body and my boobs and everything. But it's just like an embarrassing insecurity. We all have them. We all have them. We all like, you know, no matter how much like work you do on yourself, like you will always have these things that we're just trying to like, work through.
And just know, like, for the ladies out there, like, guys are insecure too, as this, like, they walk around covering themselves, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's with a boner, without a boner. I mean, you know, it's equally, like, everybody's got body image issues. Everybody's mm-hmm. got insecurities, and everybody, we're all on the same page. We all have something. Show me one person, even who you think is the most perfect person, and I guarantee you they've got body image issues.
And I think it's also too, I don't know. I mean, I think I've talked about this before, like with women, because women, we just kind of don't give a fuck. We don't care. So it was always like, when I was with women, I didn't care about that. But for some reason, when being with, like, men and stuff, it's like, I don't know if it's like the men-women thing. You know, like, oh, I'm insecure around you. But like the opposite sex, I don't know if like men walk around and they're insecure around other men.
That's a good question.
You know, like when I was with women, I wasn't like insecure about my body. It's like all shaped different, all, you know, we all kind of understand it. I think it's,
I mean,
just
I'm
like,
sure there's some sort of insecurities like in the shower, you know, like locker rooms or whatever. I mean, it depends. I'm sure if you're like hung like a donkey, you're going to fucking let it all hang out. Right.
Oh, my God. Did you see that fucking video that I sent you of that dude like at the gym, and he was like in a Speedo, and like his balls were the size of like fucking apples?
Wait, I don't think I saw it.
Oh my God.
Wait, I know you send me like TikTok stuff, but it doesn't always connect to whatever you send me to. What was it?
Watch these. He was like flexing and he's like super tan. It's like fucking
just keep telling the story,
Scout.
I can't hear you on my side, but tell me the story about the dude with the balls.
Okay, so he was flexing and he was like super strong, and he had this like little red Speedo on, and he had like apple size balls. And they were just like, every time he was flexing, they were moving, and his balls were like moving. It was like insane.
Annoying. Hopefully Scout's recording.
Oh, God. God, this keeps on going in and out. Y'all, I don't know what's happening with my internet, but it is mad at me this morning.
There we go. She's coming back. There she is. Were you telling the story?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I guess I was. It just kept moving. Like his balls kept moving, and it was like literally this big. Like these things were in there, and then his penis right there, and it's just like every time he flexed, he'd be like, it was like a like Santa's like sack.
like he had like really needed to get off. I wonder, do balls get smaller after?
Some people just have big balls,
but do they get smaller after you ejaculate? Do they get bigger? Like, you know, like your clit gets filled with fluid, like when you get excited. I wonder if the guy. I don't know. I wonder if like after you get off, if it like if you don't, like guys that haven't had sex for years and haven't masturbated, just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I wonder. I wonder if it shrivels.
That would be so good for men if it just did, if it just like went shriveled and went right back inside.
Well, because when they haven't had sex for a while and then they come, it's a lot. But if they've just had sex and then they come, it's like not a lot, right? So yeah. I wonder if where that semen builds up.
From their asshole.
We're like, it's like, how many actresses does it take to figure out where the semen goes when you don't have sex for a long time? Apparently two and a long fucking time. See, why aren't we taught these things in school?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nothing. Like fish, where do they fucking ejaculate from?
Yeah, these are like real questions. Where's the book? Is there a book on like answers to stupid questions?
Oh, we should get it. Can somebody send that to us? Like,
we'll just write it. We will write the book of stupid questions, and then can someone else give us the answers, please?
Yes, yes.
Because way, I don't know.
I have an update on our trilogy that we're starting. We will have a format for approval by next week, everybody. Oh my God. Woo-hoo! Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then he's gonna fucking write it like Speedy Gonzalez.
So the month, I was thinking May is like the month that I have nothing going on.
I have everything going on in May.
Of course you do. So we're never filming this.
And I have Gabrielle's movie that I'm supposed to be doing in April, May. It's so crazy. I'm like, man, I'm like, May is like my month that I have so much shit.
But things shift all the time.
Also, there's holidays. We'll just be filming during the holidays.
Holidays? What holidays?
November and December.
Oh, you want to film in November and December?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to film sooner, but I'm saying if we have to, I mean, we can, like, June is my bachelorette.
And my birthday.
Yes. So July, August, I mean, obviously, like, July, August.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, November is always, like, a good time to, because no one films, which
I
is
know,
great.
But I've got a family. I don't have, like, we go away and the kids are out of school. And, you know what I mean? I don't when you do, yet. You'll be like, what the fuck am I? I don't want to, like, you know, kids are in school the entire time until,
yeah.
until then. And then I've got 3.5 weeks of pure hell. But then it's but it's fun to do stuff.
Okay. All right. Next question. We have time for one more, y'all. Hopefully my internet doesn't go off. Stay strong.
Hey, Scout and Danielle. I've just turned 23 and I am still a virgin. I've had in my mind for a long time that I want to lose my V card with a stranger. So if I'm awkward and embarrassed, they won't really know me and I won't know them. So none of us will really remember and I won't be too mortified. Mm. Is this the best way to go about it? Or should I wait until I have a boyfriend, which I've never had before? So it can be this big romantic event. How did you lose your virginity? I'm super nervous. I've only kissed two boys. I've not even seen a dick in real life. I love you both so much. I hope to meet you in the near future. Hopefully for, again, at the Love of Horror.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Save it.
No, save it.
Save it, little one. Save it. No, I know. For all of us that wish we could have.
Just, yes, don't.
Oh, you're so sweet and so cute. Just save it. Like, it's not what it's all, it's not, like, it's not that great. It's not that amazing. And it's going to be so much more beautiful if you wait with someone that you love so much.
Because you'll want to be honest and you'll want to tell them that you're a virgin. And you do want it to be special because you will remember it for the rest of your life. And all the others after that, you probably won't. So it is a really big deal. And you've held on to it for this long. And I think you need a little more experience of just being in relationships, not sexually, just I think maybe a little bit more maturity, it sounds like. And then you might have a different perception on what the night could be. And, you know, it is a special thing for you. So make it what you dream it to be. It may not end up being what you expect, as I would say probably 9 out of 10 are never what you expect them to be. But I think if you're open and honest with whoever you find that you kind of have real feelings for, then I think it could be something kind of lovely and beautiful. And you're older, so you'll realistically either find someone that's also maybe a virgin or hasn't had that much experience, that it could be very loving and kind, or you find someone that has had experience that understands it's your first time and really has patience and love with you. And you get a different experience out of it. Mm-hmm. I definitely wouldn't do it with a stranger that doesn't know because it could be traumatic for you.
Like mine. But, I do understand, like, I mean, being that age and wanting to have sex with someone. And being that age and not having the experience and being insecure about it when meeting with someone. Like, that can add so much more pressure to it. And I understand that. But I just know that mostly women have regretted not doing it with someone that truly cared about
them.
Sorry,
there's banging going on here at my house. Hopefully.
Oh, I don't hear it.
Okay, good.
So just wait.
Just wait.
Wait. Just wait.
And when you finally do, whether it be with someone that you are not close with or it be someone that you've known for a while, I want to hear the story. I want to hear how it went.
Keep it
strong.
We're
here to support you. We're here to support you.
Yeah. No,
do you have any 911 calls for us, Scout?
Oh, let's see. Let's see before my fucking internet goes out here.
Because then we can mute my mic over here because I've got drilling going on in my kitchen.
Oh,
because I finally got my oven. I hear meow. So.
Okay, here we go.
You can never hear anything anyway.
I know. Even though I'm like also hungover as shit from one cocktail, y'all. Like, what is my life anymore? I really don't understand. All right, sorry. It's all Brian. It's okay. Here we go. I don't know what this is, but we're gonna listen to it.
Here it's we like go. Rolling the dice.
Yeah, literally with me for sure.
This is Walker County. I'm home with the location of your birthday.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
So you changed him because he shot your dog?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know who these people are?
I have no idea.
Okay, what kind of vehicle are they in?
Like champagne, wine, or Cameron.
They just drove up to your house and shot your dog and left?
Yep, that's what woke you up.
Do you know how many guns it was?
Was it a pistol or a shotgun?
I don't know.
Which way are you headed?
I'm going to the railroad track.
You're passing the railroad track?
Yes, sir.
How fast are you traveling?
28 miles an hour.
What is your name?
Marcus Luttrell. You took a ride towards Phelps.
You took a ride towards Phelps?
Yeah. Hey, you better get somebody in there because they got a gun. I got one too, so let's turn into a gunfight.
Okay, hold on one second.
There?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm trying to talk to the boss.
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking. Do you have a gun with you?
Yes, ma'am. I got 2 9mm Berettas.
Okay, which way are y'all going right now?
We're going north. Going by 110 miles an hour.
Okay, well, I don't want you to drive 110 miles an hour because you both...
I'm not letting these guys go that is murdering my dog.
You're past the bell.
We just passed the Valero.
So he didn't turn off?
No, he's still on it.
How fast are y'all going right now?
All right.
Sir, hold on just 1 second. I'm going to pass me to sit on the line with this because you're going to leave our county. Hold on 1 second. This is Walker County with the transfer. Are you familiar with what's going on?
Yes, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay.
And they're losing me.
Okay, sir. Well, I don't need you to keep up with them. I don't want you to hurt yourself by record or anything.
I'm not going
to
hurt myself. I'm like, hey, listen, man. I'm a Navy SEAL. I've been for 10 years. I'm not worried about hurting myself. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. Sir, from Polk County, your office is not going to make it fine.
Okay, I don't have a kidney transfer, but thank you.
Sir, stay on the phone with me, okay?
Okay, they're coming
in.
They just traveling about
110.
Hey,
good boy. I'm pretty fast, guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus.
So you cut out on my end for a minute. So what was it for people that couldn't hear? Is it someone hurt his dog?
Yeah, someone shot his dog and like fled. And so he got in his car and he chased them down like into another county and then got them in with the other police station. The sheriff pulled him over and they all he was like a Navy SEAL. Like, dude, if anybody, first of all, why do people do that shit? Like, why do people, kill animals? I don't understand.
Why do people kill anything?
I know. But if someone fucking killed Cody, I'd do the exact same fucking thing. I'd follow that guy. I'd follow him. And call 911, have him fucking arrested. Fuck that shit.
So I wonder what happened. Was it outside of his house or something?
Probably, yeah.
And he just got in his car and went after them?
Yeah. I mean, they were going 110 at some point on a freeway.
And oh my God.
He went into a different county. So then the dispatch had to transfer him over to that county. And then they finally got him down. And guys.
They fucked with the wrong person.
Yeah. They knew it too.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Yeah. They fucked with the wrong person.
Yes. Well, we did it, y'all.
We did it. So happy new year, everyone.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you in Albuquerque this weekend.
Woo!
If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. We're giving away, with your tickets, you guys, aside from the show and the guests we have, we give swag bags with merch and stuff signed by us and photos with us and all that fun stuff. So
and
it's definitely
new merch.
Possibly new merch. We're
new merch.
We are working on it.
We
are designing it right as we speak.
Oh,
I love
you
it.
Guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.